Loser Town Today podcast of 2006. I'm Steven.
I'm Steve.
And we're Anime Train. Well, Steve, it's been a long 4 weeks, I guess, since the last podcast. And now we're here in the new year. So tell me, did you make any resolutions?
Not really.
No?
No.
Not even one?
Nah, I'm not into that, you know.
Yeah, you know, I'm that way too. I mean, I kind of have a running list of resolutions that carry over from the previous year simply because I never do them. Let's see, there's the usual start exercising and eating right. That's always a good one. I think I've had that for the last 10 years. And I think the other big one is to stop procrastinating, which I never do, and that's another carryover for the last 10 years. And it's obvious that we all of us here procrastinate a lot, and it's evidenced by the fact that we never have podcasts every week. We want to do them every 2 weeks, but this one took 4 weeks.
Well, you know, with the holidays, come on.
Yeah, well, okay, that's true. With the holidays, I mean, I think that we can be allowed to have a little bit of extra time. And the third main New Year's resolution that I always make but never do, I guess, is to clean up and to be neater, I guess. Since I'm a slob, and if you look around here in the studio here, it's a mess. But what are you gonna do?
Okay, I'm not sure if you can tell, but I'm kind of depressed today because the Redskins lost. Seattle Seahawks beat us 20-10. Although I am kind of sad. This has been, you know, a pretty good season. We went from 6-10 to 10-6, and we actually won a game in the playoffs, so I have no complaints, considering that, you know, we haven't done anything for years. So it was a good year. What I wanted to mention was about the name Redskins. You know, there's been some controversy lately, and it's been hanging around for several years, all the way back to the Jack Kent Cook days. And there have been people vocal about changing the team name, and I personally don't see the problem with that. It's just a name. Why don't we just change it if it offends people? We're not talking about a name like, say, if it was the Washington Pipe Layers or something, where somebody might say, well, you know, laying pipe, that's a sexual connotation. It's inappropriate. Pipe layers, that's an actual word. That's a legitimate word. It's a legitimate occupation. You can't say that about Redskins. There's no way you can make that out to be something legitimate. And it's ridiculous that Daniel Snyder is continuing the farce started by John Kent Cook, saying that the Redskins name honors Native Americans. It stands for bravery and honor and all that. And that's just BS. It's pure BS. And if you really believe that, one, either you're a complete idiot, or two, you're a freaking liar. And I can't believe that Daniel Snyder is so stupid that he actually believes that. I have to think that he's lying. And I don't know. Is he, you know, is there too much money in the merchandising of the Redskins logo and the team team name and all that? I don't know. But I think the only decent thing to do is change it. What's the big deal? Just change the name. You know, it could be the Washington, you know, Washington whatever. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter, really. You know, we went from the Washington Bullets to the Washington Wizards. You know, the world didn't, you know, stop turning. It's just surprising because, you know, Daniel Snyder's Jewish, and you would think, being Jewish, he would be sensitive to these kind of things, you know, slurs, because, you know, how many slurs are there against Jewish people? And I'm sure as he was growing up, he heard quite a few. And for him to, you know, perpetuate this BS about Redskins meaning, you know, honor and bravery, it's just beyond me. Okay, enough of that. I just want to talk a little bit at the end here about the new CD. We mentioned this earlier in the podcast.
the earlier podcast about the concept. And Steve and I were talking about this, and we're pretty sure that that's what we're going to do. Basically, we're going to have a CD where half of it is depressing songs and half of it is happy songs. And the idea was that depending on where you start and finish the order of the songs, you can have a character that's really depressed and going through problems and then getting better and finding happiness and ends there. Or you can start with a character who's really happy and that's just and has his life just go straight down the toilet.
That's what I like.
And I think what I would like to do is write the songs on acoustic guitar. You think that makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean that it has to stay that way.
Yeah, because, I mean, normally I write on an electric guitar. And I think if you write on acoustic guitar, it changes the sound of the song, how you normally would write it. And that's not to say that the songs on the CD will be acoustic, because we can always change that. I just want to start out that way. In fact, we've been playing around with an idea, and let me just grab the guitar, and you can see what I mean.
Yeah, let me get this guitar here, and we're in the idea stage. Yeah, no real lyrics yet.
You gonna help me out?
What, like this? Tapping? Like percussion?
Start
like that.
I thought we were going to flip that the other way.
Oh, with the other course,
well,
yeah.
Anyway, as you can see, we don't even have the lyrics, and I was just making stuff up. But that's how, you know, I planned on creating the songs on the acoustic for this next CD.
I think that'll be a good change.
And anyway, that's it for this podcast, and see you guys in about 2 weeks, hopefully.
Yep.
And hopefully we'll have something more concrete in terms of demos. Anyway, see ya.
Bye.